And welcome back to Success Again, and I'm Dick Heatherton. You know, things are tough out there. Okay, we all know that, but why make things tougher than they are? Today, business, I don't know, they just don't get back to customers, vendors. They don't get back. It doesn't make sense. It's killing the golden goose. And guess what? People don't forget, especially when things will get better. So what do? How do you get through this impenetrable wall that it excludes everyone outside of this? Here's a term, fortress of arrogance. You can see I stayed up late. That's why I've invited Fabian Fredrickson. Her books, workshops, talks, or blogs, they are a necessity in order to succeed today, and in fact, even to survive these hard times. And Fabian Fredrickson, welcome back to Success Again.
Thanks, Dick. It's great to be here.
Let me ask you, Fabian, right off the bat, what in heaven's name is going on today?
Well, I think that with these times, it's making people who aren't working as hard as they should be in their own business, it's bringing things to the light. And so for entrepreneurs and business people to get back on track, it's time to give more value and get out there in a much bigger way than they've been getting out there in, you know, the last few years.
Okay, giving value, but still, you know, you want to get to suppliers. Suppliers, you can't even get through to them. You know, this is what I'm talking about, Fabian, where it's not miscommunication. There's no communication. You can give all the value you want, but the thing is, you can't even, no one's knocking, people are knocking at the door, but no one's answering.
Well, I think what's going on is whereby a few years ago you could get in with one email or one phone call, now there are a lot more people trying to capture the same, that one person, the decision maker. Everyone is vying for the same person. So you really have to stand out in that marketplace a lot more. Instead of, you know, reaching out once, I believe in doing campaigns. So,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, Fabian?
Instead of trying to walk into a networking group and get some business, now it's about creating a relationship. Instead of, you know, reaching out to an ideal client, an ideal prospect about becoming a client once, it's about really creating a whole drip campaign of furthering what many people call the know, like, and trust factor, because you don't hire people that you don't know, you don't hire people you don't like, you don't hire people you don't trust, or work with them. So instead of, you know, a one-shot approach, it now has to be a very strategic, extended campaign so that people start taking notice.
A strategic campaign. So you keep on, you keep on, you keep on, you just don't stop. But how... I hear what you're saying, but still, I'm frustrated. I don't know if you're aware of that, Fabian.
Well, yeah, I can tell. Well, see, here's the thing. Instead of, you know, you can't use the same approach that worked a few years ago, because it just doesn't work anymore. You really need to stand out. And so if you're looking for a job, it's not about just sending your resume blindly. It's about really looking at, okay, how can I get in front of this person and in front of the decision maker and have them really pay attention to me and take notice?
Okay, can you give us some, you know, maybe a specific example? And I realize that it's in general, but on the other hand, you know, maybe something that can be done so we can get an unfair advantage, that we stand out.
Yes, well, I can think back when I was in sales a few years ago before opening up my business. I really wanted to get in with this one decision maker, and I was just not getting through with email or phone calls. So I actually taped my proposal to a box of pizza and had a hot pizza delivered to their office, and they accepted my meeting. You really need to start doing things differently. Sometimes there are some people who call sending a shock and awe package.
What's that?
One of my clients, for example, one of my clients helps her copier dealer accounts make more meetings. It's cold calling. And to get to the big decision makers at some of the biggest copier dealer companies in the country, we're actually sending them a brand new iPad in a FedEx box with a video of her describing how she can help them get more meetings. Now imagine if you were to get that FedEx box on your desk. It's the first thing you or your assistant would open, and there's a brand new iPad there with a video. It's much, much more compelling than just sending yet another letter. Now, I understand not everybody can afford an iPad, but maybe it's just thinking out of the box. Maybe it's an envelope that you send with your book and a recording or something like that. But you've got to do things differently. You must stand out. You can't be doing the same old, and get different results.
That is excellent. And especially, I mean, the iPad is terrific, but, you know, there's a lot of people. What's the old Italian expression? Ma funzolo. You know, but I love what you said about the pizza, or maybe you do a bagel, a little something. That is fabulous. It really is. But I've got to ask you, does business know what they're doing? Do they have any idea how they're hurting themselves today by not communicating with potential customers and vendors or job applicants? Now, I heard what you said, you know, about, you know, the unfair advantage of getting in there and standing out and what have you, but why are they making things so hard? And I know that people are doing the job of three people, but still, you can get back to people. It's communication.
You know, personally, I don't think they know that they're doing it. I think that these days, everybody's a little bit, you know, got their nose a little bit closer to the grindstone, really focused on what they need to do without really paying attention to how they're being in the marketplace. One of the things that, you know, my mantra for this coming year, 2011, the entire year, is it's not what you do, it's not what you say, it's how you make people feel. And the more you treat your customers and clients and prospective clients and people on social media and your applicants, your employees, the more you treat them well, the more they will stay with you, loyalty will get more vertical, and you won't need to market as much.
Fabian Fredrickson, you're making too much sense. It's scary. I love it. You know, let's talk about reality today. You know, there are people out there who have a job but are so overworked they don't know what they're doing anymore. You know, these are people who are trying to get another job, a different position, and face what I call the quiet, faceless rejection. And they are wrung out. There's no communication. They got nothing left. What do they do? How can they get back on course? I'm not talking about what you mentioned about the pizza and the iPad and what have you, but how do they get back that energy? You know, where do they get the second wind or maybe the third wind?
Well, I think it's taking a different tack. If something is repeatedly not working and it's starting to chip away at their confidence, you've got to look at, you know, not being the fly that is banging itself against the window trying to get through the window when the door is open on the other side. Sometimes you just have to look in a different direction and do something different. So, for example, if there's this quiet, faceless rejection, look at approaching job seeking in a different way. Talk to people you know. Who do you know at this company? I want to get into this company. Start networking. Start talking to centers of influence. You know, the person who is regarded as the mayor. He knows everybody or she knows everybody. Really taking a different approach, because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting the same frustrating results.
Fabian Fredrickson is with us. This lady makes so much sense. I hope you are taking notes. And when we come on back, I've got a question for you, Fabian, and that is, when is enough enough? I mean, it's like, donde está la cabeza? Fabian Fredrickson is with us in this chapter of Success Again, and we'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone right now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-669-8954. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-669-8954. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-669-8954. That's 1-866-669-8954.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 866-994-4646. That's 866-994-4646. Call now, 866-994-4646.
Has your growing business been putting off building for too long? If you need to build quickly, call Anthem Steel today and discover the Anthem Advantage. With a pre-engineered Anthem Steel building, you could save as much as half the cost and half the time of similar conventional construction. That's right. You could save thousands of dollars and weeks of construction time. And Anthem Steel backs your investment with a 50-year structural warranty. Find out why churches, schools, and businesses across the country choose Anthem Steel for almost any building need. From retail centers to manufacturing, warehousing, airplane hangars, and riding arenas. For free information, call 800-557-8656. Right now, you can save even more with rebates up to $20,000 on select sizes. Make the smart call to Anthem Steel today. 800-557-8656. That's 800-557-8656. 800-557-8656.
And welcome back to Success Again. Fabian Fredrickson is with us. She's one of my favorites because she speaks, she says what she means what she says. She speaks the King's English. And one thing that I got from Fabian is that, you know, be creative, be inventive. And right before we took the break, I was asking Fabian, when is enough enough? When you've been knocking your head against a wall, you are all out, you can't even, you don't, you've gone through your second wind, you don't know what to do. When is enough enough?
Well, Dick, I believe that you can't change how others do things, but you can change the way you're doing things. Mm-hmm. You are in control of you. So I believe, and I talk a lot to my students and clients about taking a no-excuses approach in life, no-excuses approach to getting what you want. So if the front door is locked, you know, let's just imagine that somebody you love is in a burning house. If the front door is locked, you're not going to walk away.
Right.
You're going to try the back door, the storm door, the back window. You're going to climb up the roof and come down the chimney. Something's going to happen for you to get inside that house because it means enough to you. So if this front door is repeatedly locked, it's time to look at another way to get what you want in life. And if it's a question of, you know, you're trying to find a job or a customer, well, maybe it's just a time to open up your own business. Maybe that's the big message behind all of this is, okay, this is repeatedly not working. Maybe there's a sign, you know, not to get too woo-woo, but maybe there's a sign you should be doing something else.
I like it. Here's something I learned recently, that the government is paying businesses to get rid of older workers. Now, hold on a second. That might not be the intended goal, but that's the reality. Fabian, you know, a man or woman who's worked for a company for many years, and maybe they're in their 50s, their 60s, maybe they've been pulling down, just for the sake of an example, $150,000. The company will fire the older worker and then hire maybe like about five younger workers at about $30,000 each. And then the company gets credit for creating five jobs, and the government then incentivizes the company, giving them money for hiring more workers. Of course, who cares about the customers who dealt with the older worker? And the older worker, he knows the ins and outs of the field, while the younger workers, they don't know anything about sales or they don't have people skills. It doesn't make sense. Help!
Well, like I said before, you can't change how a company is going to react to incentives. Personally, I wouldn't want to work for a company if the company culture is that, you know, that churn and burn. So once again, maybe it's time to take your skills and all of your expertise and become a consultant. Open up your own business. Get your own clients. Look for a different company and bring them your skills. Sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands and not be, you know, it's about taking personal responsibility. Okay, what can I do to change the course of my life right now and not be a victim to their games?
So get out of pity party mode. Well, let me ask you this. Where are the jobs today? Is it all over for America? Are we doing it to ourselves? Give us some hope. Come on, girl. We need your help.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm helping people who, you know, from the time they get out of corporate and into their own business, helping them get more clients. I believe that the answer to all, you know, this mess, as you called it, is to start your own business. Start your own business, get some clients. When you are self-employed, there is you don't need to be worried about the economy. There is no economy when you're self-employed because you create your income. And you create your income by how many clients you have. And the way that you get clients is to get out there and market. So if you don't like the situation in corporate America today, then create your own economy by starting your own business.
You know, you have a program called Client Attraction, which is a kickback means of building your business and expanding your customer base. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yes. The Client Attraction System is a series of 10 steps that helps you attract all the ideal high-paying clients you want. So it starts with making client attraction and marketing a priority, and then, you know, strategizing your unique positioning in the marketplace, figuring out who your ideal clients are, and then creating compelling marketing that pulls them in so that you're not banging, you know, down people's doors. They're actually calling you. And then it takes you through the whole closing of the sale and making a lot more money than you're making now without working as much.
You got to stop making so much sense. So just stop this, please. How can we contact you if we want to get more information about client attraction, about you, where you're appearing, your books, your blogs, what have you?
Well, the best place to start is by getting my free audio CD entitled How to Attract All the Clients You Need. And you can go to attractclients.com. That's attractclients.com for the free audio CD on getting clients. And then just to find out more about everything else, you can go to clientattraction.com.
Fabian Fredrickson, thank you so much for joining us. You're terrific. We got to have you back in another 3 or 4 months.